From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Former Senator Joe Lieberman published an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal on Wednesday headlined, "Vote Joe Crowley for Working Families." The incendiary title was followed by the claim that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez hurts the party, Congress, and even America. The 28-year-old Ocasio-Cortez stunned the nation when she beat longtime top Democrat Joe Crowley in New York's primary race. The Democratic Socialist has put forward a bold agenda that includes, among other things, Medicare for all. But Lieberman may be echoing establishment Democrats who see Ocasio-Cortez as anathema. Could Crowley actually retain his seat as a Working Families Party candidate? And how does he even remain on the ballot in New York? Well, we turn to the communications director of the Working Families Party, Joe Dinkin. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Thank you so much for having me on again, Sonali.
So for those of us here in California, it's extremely confusing to try to figure out why it is that Joe Dinkin could mount a third-party challenge to Ocasio-Cortez, who is all but assured of a congressional seat as a Democrat. Can you explain this confusing law that allows him to basically, or it will list him as a Working Families Party candidate?
Sure. So, well, let me start with responding to Joe Lieberman's most recent op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. I think we can say in no uncertain terms that Joe Lieberman does not represent the views of New Yorkers, of progressives, of Democrats, or of really almost anybody. I mean, this is the guy who was a cheerleader for George W. Bush's march to war, who single-handedly, more than any other person in America, destroyed the public option during the fight for healthcare reform, and who currently works as a senior lawyer at Trump's law firm. So I think this is a, you know, an act of trolling, but I don't think it's something that's going to have much of an impact on a single voter in the overwhelmingly Democratic New York 14th district, where almost, you know, no one shares those kinds of conservative views that Joe Lieberman has shown, sort of especially over the last decade. He's not somebody who I think is going to be very influential. We asked Congressman Crowley to work with the Working Families Party to remove his name from the ballot in the days following the Democratic primary, and he declined to do so. But, you know, at this point, he said he's not running. He's not running a campaign. He's not trying to get reelected to Congress, despite, you know, incendiary comments from people like Joe Lieberman. He's not interested in it. And, you know, we take him at his word on that for the moment. And we know who's actually going to be the next congresswoman from the New York 14th district, which is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who ran on a really inspiring and bold agenda that we're really proud to support. We're going to work hard to make sure she not only wins on election day, but wins her election with a big mandate. And we're excited to work with her on electing other insurgent, progressive, visionary candidates like her all over the country.
How does he even remain on the ballot as a Working Families Party candidate, though? What is Crowley's link to the Working Families Party? He is a top Democrat who is in line to replace Nancy Pelosi as the leading Democrat in the House.
Sure. Well, here's how I would explain it. So the New York Working Families Party, as a party, there's a legal calendar associated with when parties have to make their decisions in New York. And you might have, you know, heard once or twice before about how New York has some of the worst and most restrictive sort of Democratic participation laws in America. One piece of that is that parties actually have to make their decisions very early.
Decisions about who to endorse very early,
yeah, in the calendar. So it was about February when the leadership of the New York Working Families Party was making a decision on the race. And I would say most people in the Working Families Party were pretty single-mindedly focused on one big race, which was the challenge to Governor Andrew Cuomo, the excitement around Cynthia Nixon, who was the WFP candidate challenging our conservative Democratic governor, corporate Democratic governor, Andrew Cuomo, in the Democratic primary. People were sort of all eyes on the prize on that race and on challenging the breakaway I'll get a little bit in the weeds on New York politics here for a moment, but the breakaway faction in the New York State Senate known as the Independent Democratic Caucus, which is a group of Democratic senators elected as Democrats who would caucus with the Republicans and keep the Republicans in power. And so the New York Working Families Party came into the year with the sort of single-minded focus on challenging our conservative governor and breaking the Independent Democratic Conference, the rogue Democrats who were propping up Republican leadership in Albany. And when the leaders of the New York Working Families Party heard about this congressional race, they more or less decided at that point, they weren't sure if Alexandria was gonna be able to run a serious enough campaign at that moment, at that early day, before she was as well known as she is now, and decided more or less to focus resources just on the challenge to Cuomo and the challenge to the breakaway Democrats in the state Senate.
So the New York chapter endorsed Crowley.
Rather, and essentially to take a pass on the race rather than to pick a fight with another prominent and powerful Democrat and sort of focus our resources all in one place. That said, I think people all across the New York Working Families Party were overjoyed as her campaign gained steam and thrilled when she won. We're super happy to be to be kind of on board with that now. And the New York Working Families Party put out a statement the evening of Election Day that essentially said something like this. It said, we make big bets on insurgent progressives all the time, but even we didn't know this one was possible, and we couldn't be happier to be wrong. So I think people recognize that they maybe weren't thinking big enough at the moment, and should have been a little bit braver. And we're thrilled to see Alexandria able to kind of take on that massive challenge and win. And we're excited to be working really closely with her now.
So that early decision, and I'm sure the party may be sort of looking back on it and wondering if that decision could have been any different. But that early decision now means that Crowley will be listed on the November ballot as a candidate in the general election running for the Working Families Party. You explained that he has refused to take the steps necessary to remain off the ballot, but he is saying that the only way in which he would he would be taken off would be if he basically died or moved out of his district or did some other very, very difficult thing. And so he's saying that he's just not running, but his name will remain on the ballot. Do you take him at his word that he's not running?
We do take him at his word that he's not running. We wish he would have sort of showed the generosity and courtesy that he showed on election night when he endorsed Alexandria to also take the steps necessary to get off the ballot line. And I'll just tell you, New York election law is complicated, maybe people around the country don't know this, but in New York, it's a pretty routine thing for people to get off of minor party ballot lines after they lose a primary. There are some very common and sort of agreed upon and legally vetted ways to do it. It happens all the time. And essentially, the main way to do it is just you have to accept the nomination for another less competitive or less high profile, less prominent office and not run for that, but that allows you to be removed from the office that you were previously running for on the ballot. And it's routine. It happens dozens of times every year. And I think Joe Crowley and the leaders of the Queens Democratic Party are sort of masters at the art of doing that and know pretty well that it's kind of common practice. That said, Crowley decided not to do it, and we're a bit disappointed in that. But we're, just single-mindedly focused on the task ahead. We're very confident that Alexandria is going to win. It's an overwhelmingly Democratic district. We'll be telling every Working Families Party supporter, we usually tell you to vote on the Working Families Party line. In this race, we want you to vote on the Democratic line for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Make sure to give her the biggest victory possible, and then also, work with her in districts around the country.
Now, she tweeted, her and Crowley have a little bit of a Twitter war going. She tweeted that Crowley is mounting a third-party challenge against me at the Democratic Party. She seems to believe that Crowley is actually running. And then, of course, Lieberman's op-ed, whether or not Crowley asked him to do so, may be adding fuel to the fire. So all of this, none of this may actually go anywhere. But what does Lieberman's op-ed indicate to you about how the party views somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Early, there was, I believe it was Tammy Duckworth, who even made a comment about her being mostly representative of that very specific demographic in New York and not of all Americans. So the establishment and even some liberal and left-leaning Democrats seem a little scared of her.
Yeah, I don't think Joe Lieberman speaks for much of anybody but himself. I think he's, you know, further right than almost the entire Democratic Party. And you know, I think he's acting only in his own behest to sort of grind his personal axe. So I don't take him too seriously, and I think he's not influential among Democrats. But I do take your point that there are Democrats who reacted negatively to Alexandria's victory. My message for them would be that there's going to be a lot more like her.
Just to echo a little bit more of what Lieberman said, even if he's not being taken seriously, he's fueled the sort of old-fashioned hysteria that we have seen against socialism because, of course, Ocasio-Cortez identifies as a democratic socialist. He says she hurts the party, Congress, and even America, that sort of accusation of being socialism being un-American. And he discussed how her policy platforms would, quote, our dreams of new federal spending that would bankrupt the country or require very large tax increases, including on the working class, as if Joe Lieberman cares much about the working class. So do you think that he's going to throw red meat to fellow Democrats and even kind of foment the red baiting that we've seen on the right?
Yeah, I think Joe Lieberman has long had an axe to grind against the left. I think it probably goes back to his Democratic primary challenge that he faced in 2006, where he lost to a progressive challenger in a Democratic primary and then decided to run as an independent in that race on the Connecticut for Lieberman party line, a party that he invented.
And that's a really interesting history that is relevant because maybe he sees Crowley taking the kind of path that he did to the Senate, Crowley taking it to the House.
Easy punching bag in this regard, but I think he's so far out of touch with reality, what not just Democratic voters or progressives want, but what Americans want. You know, the ideas that Alexandria was talking about, from, you know, health care for all to raising taxes on the rich to a $15 minimum wage, those things are all very popular, well-trod territory that, only a tiny fraction of the public and mostly rich people like Joe Lieberman are opposed to. But I think you'll find, whether you're in red America or blue America, people are pretty supportive of things like making sure everybody has health care.
So the CNN editor at large, Chris Cillizza, wrote an op-ed on Wednesday as well, saying Democrats should maybe slow their roll on pushing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as their next big star. You know, the sort of CNNs and MSNBCs and of the more liberal media outlets seem to also be a little bit scared of her. They are calling her into question when it comes to things like just being fiercely progressive. But Joe, despite all of these claims, isn't her platform, the very sort of nuts and bolts of her platform, when spelled out, actually not that radical?
No, it's actually not that radical, and it's pretty popular. And I would say Ocasio-Cortez, I mean, there's no doubt she's an incredible media star. She is an incredibly gifted storyteller. She's very charismatic. She's a great candidate. But what I think is really scary to the establishment is not that she's an iconic star, but rather that she's not the only one. And that there are other candidates winning, you know, local offices all across America who are running on some of the same bold and progressive, you know, full-throated populist ideas that she is, and that we're going to see more people like her rise up the ranks. Because people really are dissatisfied with an economy and a democracy that really seem built just to help some very wealthy people capture the gains of society.
Does, I mean, and I know she's out stumping for other candidates that are running primary races, as are people like Bernie Sanders. There was a Medicare for All caucus that has that formed on Thursday. It was a big news that was announced. 60 members of the House Democrats forming a Medicare for All caucus and hoping that people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, when they win the midterms, will then increase that caucus beyond 60. And 60 is a pretty huge number for a caucus.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And, you know, I'd like to see 219 members in that caucus. I think that's what we're going to need to pass Medicare for All. And I think it's something that is achievable. But you're right, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out stumping for other candidates around the country. People like Kerry Harris, who's running a primary challenge in Delaware against Senator Carper in Delaware, who's the most conservative blue state senator in America. We're out there in Delaware too, working with her. And there's a whole generation of candidates not just running for Congress, but there's, you know, many dozens or even hundreds more of candidates running on some of those same bold ideas further down the ballot for state legislative races, for city council races, and really building up a progressive bench, a progressive farm team of candidates who can all collectively build this different vision for America and build this movement.
Joe, is there a website where people can see all of the candidates that Working Families has endorsed around the country? I know that you have a lot of chapters around the country, but not in every state, right?
We have members all over the country. We're considering candidates for endorsement in every state of the country this year for the first time, which is pretty exciting. We have more than 300 candidates that we've endorsed this year so far across 30 plus states. We'll probably be endorsing before the end of the year, you know, many hundreds more. And people who want to learn more about Working Families, Working Families Party, or get involved, or even get in touch about how to build a local branch or a chapter near you, you can find out how on our website at www.workingfamilies.org. You can find out who the candidates we're supporting in your state. You can even make recommendations for candidates that you think we should get on our radar.
Joe, thanks so much for joining us today. Good luck to you.
Okay, have a nice day. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
My guest has been Joe Dinkin, National Communications Director of the Working Families Party. We've been discussing spat around Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Joe Crowley after Joe Lieberman published an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal urging people to vote for Crowley as a candidate of the Working Families Party. Working Families Party has said that they're throwing their weight behind Ocasio-Cortez. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.